This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of TR Publications. And today I'm with John Heaps, who's the recently appointed vice president of channel for Observe.ai. John, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, John, I guess, first of all, congratulations on your recent appointment.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. We have a lot of excitement that's starting to happen.
Well, before we sort of dive into your move to the new company, can you just give us a brief overview of what Observe is?
Absolutely. It's an exciting company, but really when you look at it, Observe AI was a company that's really been built for the, for the quality management platform, which is powered by voice AI. And the whole focus of everything in Observe AI is we're really going in and trying to solve for customer experience, which CX is a big buzzword now, but we're the primary, the largest company that's actually focused in on the contact center for AI. And I think a lot of times people, it's kind of give buzzword with AI and what's happening, but many times that's really more lip service. And Observe AI has really gone in and developed tools that can really go in there and make a huge impact on CX, but focusing in on the contact center.
So why did you make the move from Talkdesk to Observe?
It's a great question. I've had the privilege of being in the cloud contact center space now since early 2003. When you think about it, so I've had the privilege of working with some of the best and best brands in the contact center space, one of those being Talkdesk, for the past 3.5 years. But 2 years ago at Talkdesk, we started partnering with Observe AI when they first launched the product. And I've had a front row seat being able to watch this company as it grew, and it really became very evident that this was the tip of the spear that was solving for CX. And, as Talkdesk and as well as other great products out there like Five9s or Genesys or UJet and some of these others, they have great products, but Observe AI is one that can come in with that and be able to solve for customer experience and give them a better user experience. And so as I've watched this and been able to be partnered with them closely for the last couple of years, the time came when they invited me to come over and lead the channel here, and I jumped at it. I thought this is a great opportunity with a great company.
Okay, so now you're in charge of the channel. What are your plans?
Well, the plans are we really are going to go out there and begin to grow. We've been working with some of these alliance partners, as I mentioned, with Genesys, Talkdesk, Five9s, UJet, and many of the others, which are single-click installs. We want to expand that now, and really our selling motion is a partner first, where we're going through it, work with the channel, and go out there with our partners and to go out there and penetrate it that way. Our initial plans are we're going out there with the largest master agents in the industry. Master agents, companies like Intellisys and Telaris, PeakView, and there's several others we're in negotiations with very soon that we'll be signing agreements there. But this gives us access to over 10,000 what they call sub-agents or trusted advisors across North America that we'll be able to go in there. And we look at these trusted advisors who are literally walking the halls of the accounts we want to be in. They're the trusted advisors, have the relationships and other things with these people who are in the contact center, who are making these decisions driving for customer experience. And so that will be our selling motion we're going forward now. We've already begun hiring a team. I've brought on some very seasoned veterans that are covering not only the West, the East, and as well as in the central regions of the country. And as we continue, we'll grow and expand, over the next couple of months. You'll see a lot more growth happening in that direction as well.
So from the point of view of the channel partners, what makes Observe a valued option?
Well, it's really exciting. And I think, when we go back and we look a little bit deeper, we talk about how we're solving for CX in the contact center. But I think if we go back a little bit further and I think give you a broader picture, and you can see literally what's happening and what is driving this. And according to IDC, that $641 billion will be expected to be spent just on CX technology. And that is between now and the year 2022. So now and a year from now, Think about the amount of money that's going for this. This has become a huge focus. And when you look at some of those things, you know, and according to Gartner, that $1.6 trillion is lost due to customers switching companies as a result of poor customer experience. And that's where the challenge comes from. And people talk about this, but what are we doing to resolve that? And what are the challenges in there? So we look at in the contact center, you know, the desire is that the contact centers are at the forefront for the modern day CX. However, the reality, only 2% of the customer interactions are actually analyzed. So Doug, if you think about that for just a second, that these contact center agents are literally right there, can make or break a company based on their interactions with that customer. But as a result of that, only 2% of those are even analyzed. And so there's some of our challenges right there. You know, agents lack the consistent and personalized training. The supervisors are unable to train the agents with accurate data or context. And then the analysts are juggling multiple tools, creating inefficiencies. That's where we look at this and see where the big challenges come in. And what we've done with Observe AI is the solution really comes down to the human experience combined with artificial intelligence. And we believe that the AI-powered agent enablement solves that problem. And here's how it works. Our approach is unique in the fact that it's truly end-to-end. First, AI surfaces the best calls for you to monitor and quality for quality and compliance. Then it analyzes them for you, and it pulls up the most important moments for you to review of those calls, and that can make, and you can skip to a deeper picture of what's really happening on those calls. Then your QAs can evaluate more agents faster. Your supervisors can provide richer or personalized coaching to those who need it the most. And ultimately, we are setting the stage to augment agents with the right resources at the right time on live calls. So simply put, Doug, when we look at this way, we analyze, evaluate, and coach, all to enable a better customer experience. And again, bringing that human experience together with artificial intelligence, we look at AI, we talk, you know, we refer to it as artificial intelligence. Another way that we look at it is AI stands for actionable intelligence. So we're able to take that information, take action with that to make that a better customer experience, thereby keeping that, you know, your customers can keep their customers for a much longer period of time, solving this problem that we're all faced with.
So with those changes in mind and looking forward to the future, if we were walking into the second quarter of next year, what would your channel strategy look like compared with where it is today?
What you'll see now, you know, a year from now, we're just really beginning. You know, it's over the last couple quarters we started dabbling into the channel. And that's why I've had the opportunity, you know, fortunate enough to be able to come on. This is something I've done on three different occasions where I've built a channel for different organizations in the cloud contact center space. We're starting very small and we're going out there. We're working again with the largest master agents. And right now we have four just working with master agents. In our alliance team and everything combined, we have about 10. I would say over the next year, what you will see is the size of this team will quadruple in size. We will have much more. We will continue to work with just the largest master agents, but I want more people on the ground working with those sub-agents, with those trusted advisors, more across the country. Further, you know, as we continue to build out here in North America, you will see expansions going over into EMEA and going deeper there in LATAM and so on in different areas throughout the world. Because this is not just a North American problem, but it's something that we're able to go out there and scale worldwide.
Well, John, again, congratulations and the best of luck on your new position as Vice President of Channel at Observe. Where can we learn more about Observe?
Well, thank you, Doug. It's been a pleasure meeting with you. The best place, you know, is our website, which is observe.ai. And that's our website. You can go out there as well as reach out to any of these partners that I've mentioned, and they can help us, you know, go further into the discussion.
Okay, that's observe.ai, everybody. And for now, this is Doug Green. Thank you very much for listening.